Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good, and His mercies is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to be together again tonight on the Hour of Fulfillment. What a joy to hear from heaven. You see, let me tell you this. Each time heaven speaks, the earth responds.
Amen.
There is no vacuum. Each time God speaks, answers flows. So I'm so excited tonight, because I know God is going to speak His word, and your life will never remain the same again, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we thank You in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. We thank You because of the access that we have to the throne of grace, that we can place demand on Your mercy, and we can find grace in the time of need. We thank You for the power of Your Holy Spirit. I'm asking, oh God, that You will speak Your word tonight to us. Lord, You will back the word with miracle signs and wonders. Things beyond human understanding will happen today. Thank You, because we know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I welcome you one more time to the Hour of Fulfillment. This is a program that is designed to establish you, to move you forward, to give you peace and joy in every area of your life. I mean, when you begin to listen to the Word of God and you allow the Word of God to take its place, it silences everything that the enemy is putting around you. So I want you to listen very carefully tonight, and you begin to see the glory of God shine over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Now listen to this. Light, don't submit to darkness.
Amen.
Now I want you to listen very carefully to that. Darkness can never subdue light. No matter the intensity of darkness, light is still the master. Amen. Anytime. Now I want you to say this. By nature, light is designed to rule darkness anywhere, anytime. Ever, what I've seen over the time is light don't drive out darkness slowly. When it comes in, darkness naturally
Amen.
Disappears.
Amen.
Now, I want you to get this. The word of the living God is the light.
Yes.
And each time you apply the word of the Lord, the darkness around you disappears and dissipates. Now watch this. The Bible says in Psalm 119 and verse 105, the Bible says, "Thy word is a light unto my feet and a light unto my path." The word of God is a light. It eradicates all forms of darkness around you. Now, there is no reason for a child of God, a redeemed child of God, to be under affliction. It's because when the light comes, see, you don't announce light is here.
No.
Darkness knows when light comes. Now, Psalm 119 and verse 130, he said, "The entrance of thy word giveth light, and it giveth understanding unto the simple."
Mm.
Now, I remember when John was introducing Jesus, he said in John Gospel chapter 1, he said in verse 4, he said, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." And another version says, and the darkness could not understand it. Now, the reason Jesus was able to subdue everything that comes around him was because he's carrying the light. In fact, not that he's carrying the light, he is the light.
That's right.
The word of the living God. Right. And the scripture tells us that each time the word of God is applied in faith, Satan bows immediately. Now, listen, I have discovered this, that the word of God had a domineering power because of his superiority over the forces of darkness. Now, the word create everything, he can uncreate it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You need to get that.
Yes, yes.
He said, you see, Jesus Christ never do nothing when he was here without speaking. Because the power inside the word has enough. Now, it's many times when I see believer crying, you see, because you see, no matter who you are, no matter how matured you think you are in Christ, storms comes.
Amen.
Right.
Yes, but you see, what happened when storm comes is determined by the amount of the light that you have. It's either storm swallow you or you swallow storms.
Amen.
But the truth of the matter is that storm is not designed to swallow you.
Mm-mm.
In fact, each time storms of life come, it's supposed to introduce you. Now, Bible compare your life, my life, to an eagle. Eagles are always looking for storms. Mm. Come on now. Because without a storm, eagle cannot fly. So, see, the only way to soar is storm. Now, the other birds don't come out. They go hiding. Now, when you see storms of life and you are hiding, it shows me you don't carry light. Now, you don't have to have blood pressure because there are situations around you. Oh, come on now. Somebody needs to hear this. Because the word of the living God is the light that you need to win the battle of life. Now, let me just help somebody here. Now, you can't use the word of God effectively until you understand what the Bible is talking about when it's talking about darkness. Because darkness to some people is absence of light bulbs.
That's right.
Now, if that is darkness, everybody can handle that.
That's right.
Now, but I saw in the scripture that darkness is death.
Amen.
Okay. That's now, right. Okay, somebody said, how do you get that? Now, let's see the word. The Bible says in Job chapter 10, in verse 21 to 22, he said, before I go, whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness or under shadow of death. So, darkness is death. Premature death. It can be death of finances. It can be death of joy. It can be death of relationship. Now, he said, a land of darkness as darkness itself and of the shadow of darkness without any order. When there is confusion around you, it's called darkness. When there is lack of order in your life, it's called darkness. The Bible talks about it now. Now, he said in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 17, he said, all his days also he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrought with his sickness. So that means sorrow is darkness.
Amen. Wow.
When life lack direction, is darkness. When you are always on the same spot without any progress, is darkness. When you keep on stumbling from one situation to another, is darkness. In darkness, you grow up. Now, I don't know whether it has happened to you when your light in the room is off. The light in the room is off and you put your key on the table. And you discover that even with the key that you put on the table, you can't locate the key despite the fact that the key is beside you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fortunately, you just reach out to the light and you put on the light and you saw the key. Now, it is not the light that you put on that showed you the key. The light just make you to locate where the key is. So that means there are so many blessings in the life of a believer. Without the light of God's word, you may not see it till you get to heaven.
Amen.
People are complaining as if God don't care no more. And everything that you will ever need for life and godliness, heaven provided it. But you need the light of the word of God to locate them. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes,
and Paul the apostle was speaking in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12. And he said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Amen.
He said, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So that means there are forces that is responsible for your stagnation,
amen,
for your limitation.
Mm.
It's called darkness. I saw it in this scripture.
Mm.
Now, let me show you another one.
Yes.
Darkness is hatred.
Amen.
When you start hating people, you are in darkness.
Right.
I didn't say that when God's word said. But Bishop, you need to know how much that person offend me. Come on, get out of darkness. You'll be in darkness.
Right.
Now the Bible tells me, he said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 11, he said, but he that hated his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness, and when not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. Because let me tell you this, many times the devil set you up and you are greed. Because the people you think they are against you, they may not even be thinking about you. And there are some things you assume is going on, is not going on at all. So when you begin to develop hatred inside of you, you already living in darkness. Now the scripture now says, when you now bring the word of God in, it dissolves all manner of darkness around you. Either premature death, after toiling, either groping, either hatred, whatever it can be. The word of God is, see, I want to put tools in your hand. Life, you can enjoy life. I'm telling you, you can have peace anytime. In fact, no matter what is going on, it's as if you are not living in the same planet people are living. Why? Because the light you are walking with, darkness can't withstand it. Now watch this. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 16, it said, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. What do they sprung up? Jesus.
Amen.
The word of the living God. Each time the word of God, which is now translated as the Bible, Jesus, the Son of the living God, is applied in every situation, you take power away from death.
Right.
Watch this. We have had so many people telling us, and you quote the scripture, go to the word. But I have discovered that majority of believers don't even know the worth of God's word. It's not a storybook.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
It's not just a book you read. Okay, I just want to read to just calm myself down. No. In fact, Jesus Christ said, without that book, I can do nothing. He said, for I can of myself do nothing as I hear. So the same thing Jesus Christ had that he acted on and he was able to rule everything is the same thing he documented for you and I.
Amen.
So that means if God has not changed, the same word that came to Jesus that comes to you, we do the same thing in your life. So what is in the word? There is so much wonders in the word of God. The psalmist said, he said, open thou my eyes that I may behold the wondrous things out of your law. Now, there are too many wonders in the word of God that we need to get it. Now, listen, when you take orange, that orange is useless no matter how beautiful, how wonderful it looks until you squeeze it. Is somebody hearing that?
Yes, sir.
The word of God is called Bible.
That's it.
But it's useless to any believer until you squeeze it.
That's it.
Now that there is something called power.
Amen.
The power of God is in God's word. Hey. Each time you are reading the Bible, you are injected with supernatural power.
That's right.
Watch this. The power of God is in God's word because God and his word, they are one. I said it the other time. I said, if as we are in the studio right now, if the president of the United States come inside this studio and he never say nothing, he just look at every one of us and he moved out. Guess what? He never came. Now that's why the fact that everybody is there, the president is inside the studio. If he didn't say nothing, he didn't come. Now, if he didn't come here and he sent a word, everybody will say, this is what the president said.
Amen.
Now, you can, and I have seen people, yeah, we are in that, oh yeah, we enjoy the service. What did he say? So if you don't hear anything he said, you didn't go. You didn't go. Now, I didn't say God didn't come, but you didn't go. Probably you are just there entertaining your mind. And there's so many entertainment that is going on that we need to just secede from there and take hold of the word of the living God, because that is where power. Christ.
Amen.
Without the word of God, Christianity is worthless.
Amen. That's right.
It's just like any other religion.
Just a religion.
Now, the Bible says in Psalm 138, verse 2, he said, he magnified his word above all of his names. Now, each time I read that scripture, I just say, oh my God, I wish everybody understand this.
Mm.
Now, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. A righteous run into it and he was saved. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
Yes.
I remember everybody knows that. The Bible says, oh Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth.
Amen.
Now he's saying he magnifies his word above all his names.
Wow.
So that means when you go for the word, you will see what the name can do.
Amen.
Oh my God, you don't get it.
Yes, Bishop. Yes,
you see, you see, you see. Now the Bible says, he said the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. So that means the word of God provides enough power to everyone.
Amen.
Either blue, green, yellow. It has no political link, no racial link, no economic link. If you will take the word of God, it will produce the same thing that he produced in the life of Jesus.
Amen.
It is the word that is in the word that we discover that we are children of the Most High God.
Amen. Amen.
He came to his own. His own rejected him. But as many that receive him, to them gave he power to become what? Sons of God. Now, by the word of God, you have enough power to be like God.
Amen.
Come on now.
Yes,
the same word that came to Mary. And Mary conceived. Oh my God, somebody needs to hear this.
Yes.
Mary conceived Jesus out of the word of God. The same word came to you and I when we were sinners.
Amen.
And we got born again.
Amen.
The same word is coming to you tonight to give you healing.
Amen.
The same word is coming to you tonight to give you a breakthrough.
Amen.
Same word.
Same word.
Because it carries enough power to produce.
Amen.
I don't know. You see, I don't know what to do. Just read it. Read it and believe it. Now, see, I mean, I don't know. Because I know there's so many things that people think. I mean, Pastor Jan, now I don't know you. I know you have kidney, you have liver, God give them to you. But you don't need to just wait and say, what's going on? No, Bishop, hold on. I want to see my kidney is still working now. No, you don't think about that.
Right.
It's just working. That's the word of God for you.
Amen.
It works without bringing you in.
Amen. That's right.
It just works because faith is set into motion.
Right.
Now Ezekiel was speaking in Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2. He said, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me. When you are hearing the word of God, as you are hearing me right now, there is supernatural force from heaven entering into you. You just need to receive that by faith. He said, and the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me on my feet. So that means everybody that is down have one problem. They are no more hearing the word of God. That's why a believer can be so powerless. A believer can live without producing results because they lack the power of the word of God.
Amen.
Now watch this. Watch this. Watch this. You must know that we live in a world that only the powerful reigns. Without power, you'll be miserable. You need power to live.
Yes.
I'm telling you. Now I was seeing, I was looking at this, and I discovered that before man ever sinned in the Garden of Eden, God already gave man dominion.
Amen.
Over what?
Everything.
Over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he says to subdue the earth.
Yes.
What to subdue? The earth.
The earth.
Who is contested? So that means, even before man sinned, something is contested with this position.
Right.
I don't have to subdue anything if nothing is standing against me.
That's right.
So we always need power. The Bible says Jesus Christ became the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness and by the power of God. As many that received him, he gave them power. So to be a child of God, there is a need for power. And the power is in the word of the living God. Let me read a scripture to you. In Psalm 66 verse 3, I want you to see why life is treating some people the way it's treating them, and they think if I just whine, if I just cry, maybe things will change. Oh, come on now. Mm. My dear, it doesn't work that way. It won't change. Even if you employ people to cry with you, it won't change. You need to go for the word of God and see things change. Let me read this scripture. It will shock you. Now, it said in Psalm 66 verse 3, it says, say unto God, how terrible art thou in all thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Mm. Oh my God. Mm. Oh my God. So God himself operate as God because of what? Power.
That's right.
Say unto God, how terrible are thy in all thy work. It is through the greatness of thy power that thy enemy will submit themselves unto you. Mm. So that means people, demons, situation respect God because of his power. Mm. Not because he's sitting on the throne.
Right.
Because of his power. You can't stand his power. You will fly.
Mm. Wow.
The devil went to his throne and he wanted to bring him down.
Mm.
But because of his power, Satan submitted himself. And you think you will survive on earth without power?
No,
come
no
on,
way.
Stop kidding me.
No,
you need the power of God. Now listen, Christianity without power will make you miserable.
Mm.
Listen, you will be announcing to everybody, they will know I'm a Christian. You don't need to say that.
Right.
Let the power speak.
Yes.
Let the power speak to principalities and powers.
Amen.
Now, we were in a service the other time. I mean, somebody, I don't know whether that's the testimony sharing it or not, but I'll share this myself now. Now, and they already told her in the hospital that the baby inside is not doing well. And they were already thinking they're going to flush the baby out. Now, she was in the service. And the word of the Lord came. And the word came and she received the word that nothing dies when the blood is there.
Amen.
And she received the word and she went to the hospital the following day. Mm. And the baby was okay.
Yes. Yes.
Do you remember the testimony?
Sir. Yes, sir. I do.
Now, you can't, you see, that is what makes everybody to know that these people are different. Now,
different.
Listen, the disciples were not different because they were called disciples. They were different because they carry power. Jesus Christ could not be molested by the Pharisees and the Sadducees because his teaching was coming with power. Say unto God, how great art thou art in all thy works. Because through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. And listen to this. This power, it is you that will make a choice whether you need it or not.
That's right.
I used to say this one in the church many, many times. I can't read the Bible for you.
Yes.
I cannot. I can't listen to the message for you.
Right.
You have to do that. It's my responsibility to hear from heaven and teach you.
Amen.
It's your responsibility to listen. It's your responsibility to read the Bible for yourself. Because listen to this. When you know it yourself, that devil is in trouble.
He's in trouble.
Oh, come on now. Now, what if you now go into a place whereby you are not taught the word of God, you are just taught the doctrines?
Mm. Wow.
And all the time, all what you are hearing is that you are going through, everybody is going through it.
Mm.
When are you going to be through?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am not saying, listen, be battle aware, but be victory conscious.
There is a battle.
You know that there is nothing that comes around you. You are a winner by birth. The Bible says the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. He said the voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Now, listen, there is no way Moses will go to Pharaoh if not because God said the Lord.
That's right.
You see, Bishop, you need to know nobody has spoken to me that God says the Lord. That's why I'm not taking steps. You don't need us as the Lord. You need the Bible.
That's the word.
You don't need anybody to be going around you and say, "Don't say the Lord. Don't say the Lord. Don't say the Lord." What if those people are not there?
They don't say it no more.
But if you know what the Bible says concerning
right.
you,
right.
you will slap the devil
that's
and you will still take soda.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Right. Tonight, maybe you are listening to me and you will say, I need this power. The beginning of the power of God in the life of a believer is to give your life to Jesus. Yeah. As many that receive him, he gave them power to become sons of the living God, daughters of the living God. You come from nowhere and you are something. From nobody to be somebody. From zero to hero.
Amen.
God changed you from being a mess and make you a message.
That's right.
Now, because it transforms you from the inside, and the more you start listening to the word of God, the power of God is coming over your life to overcome life challenges. Maybe you are there right now and you want to say, now, you know, Bishop, stop, let's do it. Now, say this simple prayer after me, and something eternal will start in your life. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. Father, I give my life to you today. Come into my life. I believe in my heart that Jesus Christ died, and on the third day, he rose from the dead. From today, I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Write my name in the book of life. I love you, Lord. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And if you have been saved and you just discovered that you don't carry the power, why don't you join us tomorrow? And taste what power is all about.
Yeah.
Because you can't have the power and not know it.
That's right.
Let's come and taste these things.
Amen.
And it shall be well with you.
Amen.
What do you think, Pastor Jen?
Tomorrow. That's
oh,
another day, Bishop.
Wow.
Yes. Thank you so much, Bishop. What an awesome word from the Lord. We are truly blessed tonight. I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly.
Amen.
We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. We actually have two services tomorrow morning. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. If you get up later, come out and worship with us. Either way, if you need a ride, we'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, tomorrow is going to be a service that you don't want to miss. And we're going to be talking with Bishop about tomorrow's service later in the broadcast. But right now, we're about to take a praise break. So stay right there. We'll be back after this.
Wow, what a powerful word.
You've been listening to your hour of...
You play.
Praise the Lord. So now we're going to go ahead and we're going to introduce the staff that's here with us tonight, the Fulfillment Family, the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. We have tonight, of course, in the studio, Dr. Abiola Idowu is here with us.
Amen.
Pastor Clarence is here with us. Minister Thunder is here with us. Pastor Christian is not here with us tonight, but Pastor Christian, we want to send a shout out to you. We love you,
and
there's nothing you can do about
it.
And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. So now we're about to take that praise break. Stay right there. We'll be back after this.
When your name is called, prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my unbelief, so I can tell all my friends
you've won again,
that you have won again. Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove
Biola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services tomorrow. The first one is an early service at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. You want to come out to tomorrow's service because tomorrow's service is open heavens. Woo! Amen. Oh, my goodness. Amen. When it's open heavens, anything can happen. Anything so I'm telling you, you're going to want to come out to that service. And like I said, we're going to be talking with Bishop about that service tomorrow. But right now, we want to go into the segment that we call the moment of change. And to take us right into that segment is Pastor Clarence. Pastor Clarence, how are you tonight?
I am so blessed, there, Pastor Jan. I thank you. I praise God. Give God the glory for this opportunity tonight. You know, in this moment of change, you know, we come here for a change, you know, and the word changes everything. And I just want to thank God for my Father and Lord, because he really gave us a word this evening. Any one of you guys that are out there listening, there is power in the word. Mm. There is so much power in the word, because just the word of God is the most powerful thing on this planet today. This word changes life. This word brings people back from death to life.
Yeah.
You know, this word raised Lazarus. This word can do anything in your life. So we want you to key in on some words here tonight, because we're going to ask our bishop some questions here. You know, Bishop, you talked about mature, you know, being mature, you know, and a lot of times you said something about, you know, you say you're mature, but let something happen in your life and we will see just how mature you are.
Yes.
You know, but you have to have this word. You said the word is power.
Mm.
And it's nothing like power to do the things that we need to do.
That's it.
In this earth realm here.
Mm.
And where does this power come from?
Mm. Yeah, thank you, Pastor Christian. Pastor Clarence.
We're missing him.
We miss him so much.
Now, I want you to have this understanding. Whether you're a Christian, you are unbelievers, no matter what, storms of life will come.
That's right.
Jesus Christ was telling us in Matthew chapter 7, he said, a foolish man built his own house upon the sand.
That's right.
And then the wise man built his own house upon the rock. Now, I'm not talking about just ordinary sand, because he told us the meaning of that sand and the rock.
Exactly.
He said, a wise man is the one that heareth these sayings of mine, which is my word, and doeth it.
Do something about it.
I mean, now, see, both of them, despite the fact that he's doing the word, the storm came.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the word.
It's gonna come.
Now, but when the storm came, the guy don't feel it.
Right.
Why? He's mature.
Amen.
In the word.
That's right.
I was speaking in Denver, Colorado yesterday, and I was telling them, I said, faith don't stick. That's the problem a lot of people have.
Yes.
I have faith. I have faith. Now, the faith you had yesterday, you may just still want to use it today, and it looks as if you are frustrated. God, what is going on? Now, this is the same you that stood up on something and everybody said, wow. In fact, you even encouraged somebody else.
Yeah.
But the next day, it's like you are down.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Faith cometh and it can live.
Exactly.
The more you hear the word, faith comes.
That's right.
The moment you stop hearing the word, faith leaves.
Because it can come.
So if you discover that life is getting dysfunctional, things are not working the way it's supposed to work, that means you need to have more word. Because the more word you have, the more faith you develop.
That's
just it. So maturity is when you decide, number one, to spend more time in the word of God. Number two, to make the word of God the final say over everything. We know things are looking at as if it's not the way you want it. But you said, is it what God said? Like I told them, I said, list the things that is challenging you.
Right.
From one to number whatever.
Right.
And begin to think it, which one is above God? The one that is above God, don't even talk to me about it. But when you see the one that you know, oh, God can handle this one, you will discover that in your list that is nothing there that God can handle.
That is nothing. Thank you, Bishop, so much for that word there. There is nothing there that God cannot
that is
handle.
Nothing.
There.
That is nothing.
Minister Thunder, come in, please.
I have a question. I want to talk about this darkness because we talked about sorrow. We talked about death, all these negative sounding things. So my question is, does darkness necessarily have to be a bad thing, or can it be good? And the reason I'm asking can it be good is because sometimes these trials that we go through create wisdom. They allow us to learn patience, and they teach us forgiveness. So is darkness, is it good or bad, or is it neither? Because I know it depends on what you do with it. What you do with it dictates, you know, how you're going to become in the end. But is it good or bad?
Yeah. See, when we use the word darkness, darkness is bad.
Okay.
Yes. Because how do I come to that? I'm not using psychology. I'm using the scripture. The Bible says God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. So if I'm not talking just instead of saying, well, there's some darkness, is speaking against God's word.
Gotcha.
God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. In fact, the Bible says he dwelleth in a light that is unapproachable. So God is light. We know that.
Yes.
So, but can we have trials of life? Yes. Mm. Now, when they come, is it to destroy us? No. It's to let you know how strong you are.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Now, you see, you are not known with the problem you avoided.
No.
You are known with the problem you solve.
Yes.
Right.
In fact, what confronts you is what announces you.
Mm.
Wow. Right.
Without Goliath, nobody will remember somebody is called David.
That's right.
Without Pharaoh, nobody will never remember Moses. In fact, we are talking about Daniel today because we heard that somebody went to the lion's den and he came out on God.
Yes.
But you see, the problem of life is this, majority of believers is that we want to do an exams. And we want to be the one that said the questions. So when the questions comes and it's not in line with the one we wrote out, we get frustrated.
Yes.
If you are a student, you don't go around looking for how to set your question. You read.
Yes.
And
yes.
Get yourself prepared. Study the book. When the exams of life comes, you will pass.
Amen. Hey,
amen.
Man. Thank
praise
you,
the Lord, Bishop. What you're saying is that the word would take darkness out of our life.
Completely. Yes.
Amen.
Wow. Completely.
What a powerful word. Man. Sister Jan, I'm sorry, Pastor Jan, forgive me, please, but I want to turn this back over to you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank you so much, Pastor Clarence.
Yeah.
That was Dr. Abiola Idowu, Pastor Clarence, and the Fulfillment Family with the Moment of Change.
Amen.
What an awesome discussion that was. So now we're getting ready to open up the phone lines. I'm going to give you the number to call live into the studio. If you want Bishop to pray with you, he is standing by and he's ready to pray with you. The number to call is 904-831-1079. The number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. Give us a call. Bishop is here. He's ready to pray with you. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Idowu. That number again is 904-831-1079. So, Minister Thunder, it's time for us to go into our testimony time.
Yes.
And we have an awesome testimony this week. And I'm going to turn it over to you because you were there. And
I was there, yes.
To tell this testimony.
So this testimony is a testimony of favor. So to paint the picture, it was Father's Day weekend. You know, everybody's got their plans. They're busy. And it's 6:00 in the evening and our air conditioner goes out.
Wow.
So my husband, he makes a phone call to our air conditioner guy who is out of state. Hmm. So he refers us to another person. That individual says he never answers his phone in the evening. He answered. He was on the roof of another job.
Wow.
And he still finished that job and came to our house that night well after 6:00. And he kept saying, I don't know why I answered the phone. I don't know why I came.
Wow.
And my husband kept saying, I know why. I know why. Well, he did what he could, but he couldn't restore the air conditioning that night and said the warehouse was closed and he wouldn't be able to get the part we needed till Monday. So my husband sent a text that night. That gentleman called us at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, said he was on his way. He came with a part that he found in his stash. Wow. He fixed the air, restored it, did not charge us a holiday weekend rate, did not charge us extra. He charged us the regular service fee. Wow. This is how God favors his children. And my husband kept trying to tell him, you came, you answered, because we are favorite children of God.
is it that is how favor works.
Yes.
But you need to believe in the favor.
Yes.
Is it? It is what you believe that you become. If you don't believe what the world says, there is no way favor. Now that man could have said, "I'm sorry." I mean, then it's still going to be okay. But listen to me, you that is listening tonight, the favor you are waiting for, I release them into your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. There shall be no delay of anything good again in your life in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much for that awesome testimony. So now we're going to go over to the phone lines, Bishop. We have Sister Vivian on the line. Sister Vivian, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I was praying for a financial breakthrough. I'm expecting a financial blessing, and I don't know how it's going to come from what source. But I'm expecting a financial blessing, and I just want to touch and agree that it won't be a surprise in my life how do it come.
Yeah, now I'm going to give you a scripture that the Holy Ghost gave to me as you were talking. You are going to write it down. I'm expecting financial favor. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. And okay, put it at your door.
Can you repeat that again?
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. And you're right, I am expecting financial favor. Just put it at your door. I am telling you, as the Lord liveth, something will knock your door any moment. Father, I stand in agreement with your daughter as you have spoken to me by your spirit. The Bible says you are made poor so that through his poverty your daughter might be made rich. I therefore decree by that scripture that heaven is open upon her for blessing. She expects you to do it, and we agree that it is done. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Vivian. God bless you.
God bless all of y'all. Thank you so much.
Amen. So I'm going to give the number out to the phone lines again. That number is 904-831-1079. The number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. So we have Brother Willie on the line. Brother Willie, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Praise the Lord. God bless everybody that's in the studio.
Amen.
I'm believing God for total deliverance in my life. You know, just a closer walk with God to make it into my destiny.
Okay. Now, I'm going to be standing with you. Remember, I wanted to write this one down. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4. The Bible says he gave his life so that we might be delivered from this present evil world. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, and I decree now, you foul spirit holding this child of God bound, I command you, loose your hold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I destroy your power. I frustrate your counsel over his life. In the name of Jesus, I decree you are free. According to Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, I decree your freedom is total. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Congratulations, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much, Brother Willie. God bless you.
God bless y'all. Thank you.
So we're going to stay with the phone lines. We have Sister T on the line. Sister T, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi, I'm calling because I've had an issue that I had around the new year in reference to rheumatoid arthritis of some sort. Just all of a sudden, all of my bones began to pop. So I went to the doctor. It turns out I went consistently to prayer, kept praying. It goes away. But more recently, it came back within like the last couple of days. So I work for a Christian organization, and long story short, there was a man of God there who had a book on being health and et cetera. So long story short, I cast out the spirit of infirmity, and immediately all of it went away.
Amen.
But
Amen.
It has come back.
Okay.
And so I've asked, I've tried to inquire of God, why is this? What do I need to do? Because I've done this, and I don't want it to continue to come back.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the issue is.
My sister, let me tell you this. It's not back. You are feeling the symptoms, and the devil is telling you it's back.
Right.
It's not back. He said, because the scripture says, whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever.
Amen.
He can't heal you one day and allow you to come back.
That's right.
See, yeah. But this is the point. We are going to pray right now. He's going to get out.
Amen.
And just start giving thanks. Every time, just change. Instead of asking now, begin to thank God for sound health.
Yes.
And begin to declare that your body is the temple of God, and Satan don't have no right to put sickness in it.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Father, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, and I take authority over you, you foul spirit of arthritis, arthritis, whatever your name is called. I bind you and I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree by the authority of endless life that the healing glory of God enter into your system right now. Thank you for healing your daughter. To you be glory and praise forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
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 God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister T. God bless you. So I'm going to give the number out to the phone lines again. The phone lines are still open. The number to call is 904-831-1079. That number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. So we have Sister Mintzner on the line. Sister Mintzner, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Praise God. I was calling in and asking for prayer for my family. There has been a lot of sickness that just coming from out of nowhere over different family members. And I'm calling that God will, you know, open up the window of heaven and pour out a healing on my family.
Hmm.
And also, I have a walk with the Lord. I walk with God every day of my life. But, Pastor, I want my walk to be so close that air can't even get through it.
Good.
I want a closer walk with it.
Praise the Lord. Is it the easiest way to have a close walk with God is to have a close walk with His Word. And I don't know if you just center your attention in a place whereby you can be taught. So that if you are taught the word, you will know how to use the word and it will increase your fellowship. That's number one. Number two, the Bible says, I will save you and the people of your household.
Amen.
That is God's word for you. So we're going to begin to pray right now. And every sickness in the family, everything that is contrary to sound health is going to get out. Father, I stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And I decree right now, you foul spirit of sickness and disease, the scripture says He sent forth His word and He healed them and He delivered them from all their destructions. You foul spirit of infirmity, I bind you in this family and I cast you out completely and I command total restoration of soundness into your whole household in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Minister. God bless you. So I'm going to give the number out. The phone lines are still open. Bishop is here. He's ready to pray with you. That number is 904-831-1079. The number to call into the studio is 904-831-1079. We have Sister Marlene on the air. Sister Marlene, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes. Good evening, Bishop.
How you doing?
I'm well.
Praise
thank you. Yes. And I'd like for you to stand in agreement with me for my mother.
Okay.
She's very ill. She can't eat. She's losing a lot of weight. And she says at night that she really can't sleep because her mind has all these bad things running through it. So could you pray for better health for my mother, please?
Okay. Now, I'm going to pray with you. And after we finish praying, I want you to lay your hands upon her head and decree in the name of Jesus. Just say, according to Mark 16:17, I decree peace into this body. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mark 16 and 17. Okay. Father, we stand by the authority that is in the name of Jesus. And Jesus, you say, he sent forth his word. He healed them. And he delivered them from all their destruction. Precious Holy Spirit, I decree total health for your daughter. I come against every spirit of infirmity. I bind you over her life. I decree total health in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. I stand by the authority that is in your word right now over this woman. I decree right now, hear the word of the Lord. From the crown of your head down to the sole of your feet, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for restoration of all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Bishop.
God bless you.
Thank you, Bishop. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Marlene. God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye.
So we're going to stay with the phone lines. We have Brother Melvin on the line. Brother Melvin, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, Bishop, and all on the line. I just want to ask God for a financial blessing. I'm changing, you know, in situation like that, but I am truly asking him for a financial blessing. I know that he will fix it for me, and I'm going to step out on faith.
Okay.
And trust God.
Yeah. He said, we are going to agree. The Bible says, if two of you shall agree as touching anything that shall hax on this earth, it shall be done with my Father who is in heaven. So we're going to agree right now, and God will open doors for you. I know it in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's just pray. Father, we stand together. The Bible tells us, it's a one shall slay 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 to flight. Lord, we agree together because gold and silver belong to you. And you say you have reserved it for your children. Therefore, I decree financial blessing upon the life of your son. Lord Jesus, he believed you. He knows that you can supply all his need. Therefore, I gave him Philippians 4:19, and I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus that there will be a financial surprise starting from now in his life, in Jesus' name. Thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Done.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Melvin. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you, Bishop. God yes. bless you guys.
Amen.
Amen. We have Amen. Sister Amy on the line. Sister Amy, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I would like to get a blessing on everything. I'm just recovering from leukemia cancer, and I adopt two of my grandchildren, and I just need prayer.
Okay. Now, we're going to be standing together in faith with you. You see, I want you to know that cancer is not a sickness. It's a demonic oppression. Amen. And that's the way we are going to approach it. We're going to bind it. We're going to cast it out. Father, we take authority over the spirit of leukemia. You are a name, but the name of Jesus Christ is above you. We bind you right now, and I cast you out completely out of that body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Son of God came so that we can have peace. I decree peace into your body.
Amen.
And I command the peace of God to enter into every part of your body, your bloodstream, your bones and everything. And from this hour you begin to experience soundness. So shall it be. I call it done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Amy.
Thank you all.
God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is about up, and we've got to get out of here. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. This has been your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, don't forget to come out to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first one is at 8 a.m. That's that early service. And the second one is at 10 a.m. We'll be back next Saturday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll see you then. And until then, remain blessed. And remember,
Jesus is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.